Fang Slut, A Come to My Brother Short Story by Christopher Zyshek, aka Danny Wild. Daniel's cum was still wet on my face. He sat in front of his computer, not beside me. I guess his ADD didn't allow for cuddling. "David, check this out," he said, waving me over. I used his shirt to wipe my mouth and skin and wandered towards him. He'd gotten messier since he moved out, or maybe I didn't notice it when we shared a bedroom. His stuff used to be mine and vice versa. Then his trash became less personal. Our parents both divorced when we were young. When they remarried, it was to each other. We thought it was cool to be friends who got to live with each other. Then we grew up and became territorial. Besides, my dad was sick of paying child support. He needed a kid under his roof to even the financial scale with our other set of parents. Daniel was enough to do the trick. "Like I was telling you before," said Daniel, "this girl's been writing a bunch of crazy shit on the message board, that Vampa Nocturne are murderers and rapists, and that she's been trying to get them locked up." Vampa Nocturne was the Euro black metal band that Daniel was obsessed with. I guess I was pretty into them too. "The rest of the board keeps asking her for details," he said. She finally caved. The way she writes about it makes it seem like she enjoyed the... Well, I don't want to give it away. Let me know if you think it's fake. I tried to sit on his lap, but Daniel stood up and said, "I'll be right back." The message board looked the same as always. Simple, black, and with a picture of the band at the top. The image showed the guys doing their usual thing. Faces made up with corpse paint and mouths open, bearing wolf-sized fangs. Vampa Nocturne never appeared in public without the extra teeth. That's why the stories circulated. They wanted their fans to believe that they were actually vampires. Fang Slut was the screen name attached to the real-life account. The avatar was in typical teen vampire, goth style. Some girl with long black hair and pale makeup. Dark red syrup dripped from her mouth. "To get it out of the way, I'm not your average groupie, and I'm not a slut. Or if I am, it's not a bad thing. I think shaming is stupid and we should reclaim the word. Okay, I like sex, or I used to, so stop talking shit." Anyway, Vampa Nocturne was my favorite band of all time. That's why I'm on this message board. That's why I wanted to go backstage with them. And yeah, I was willing to do almost anything. Don't pretend you wouldn't suck their dicks if you had the chance. You would. Before this, at least. They're fucking Vampa Nocturne. I thought they were really good performance artists, not killers. Obviously, there's a history of this stuff. Mayhem, Burzum, etc. But the scene's come a long way. Besides, fuck old school BM. Those bands didn't even know how to record songs properly. So I was at the palace 2 weeks ago. My friend Chrissy was with me. We looked hot because we thought we might get to see the band after the show. I mean, we were flirting with security all night. Chrissy was better at it. She missed an entire song to make out with one of the bouncers. Of course, he led us backstage when the set was over. Vampa Nocturne were hanging out in their dressing room. They were super quiet and kind of scary. I thought they might act more normal off stage, but they just sat there and stared at us until Chrissy walked over. She was super upfront about it, pulled at her skirt until they could see she wasn't wearing any panties. She took Ayas's hand and put it on her pussy. I'm not gonna lie, it kind of pissed me off. Chrissy knows, or knew, I'm into lead singers. I even called dibs on Ayas. But if I wasn't so shy, I'd probably be dead. It's like Chrissy's pussy saved my life. Ayas took his hand back and licked it, or sniffed it, or something. Then he picked Chrissy up by the throat. She looked happy, like it obviously turned her on. He dropped her on this table that was set up with candles and weird food. Then he pulled out his cock and started to fuck her. Chrissy moaned all stupid, like girls do in porno. I felt awkward because I was just watching. It's probably what Diedrich picked up on. He smiled and pulled me around by my hair. Then he bent me over the table that Chrissy was on. Guitarists are my second favorite, so I think I cheered up a bit. At least I'd get to fuck the lead something, you know. Besides, Diedrich's body is hot. I think he works out more than I is. My face was next to Chrissy's when Diedrich started to fuck me. Chrissy looked at me like it was the best thing ever. Ayas told us to make out, and we did. Then he asked us if we wanted to die. Chrissy laughed and said, "Eat me." I shrugged because I thought it was still a game. Ayas looked like he was kissing her. He was rough, sure, but I thought it was no big deal, even when she screamed. Chrissy always liked to play the victim. When Ayas pulled his face back, she was bleeding, like pouring out of her mouth. I looked around for the gag, a tube or blood capsules or whatever. Chrissy made a weird sound like she was trying to say something. It's when I realized she didn't have her tongue. I looked at Ayas. There was a fat piece of bleeding sponge between his teeth. That's when I freaked and told Diedrich to stop. He tore into my neck and said, "Shut up and watch." I don't mean that he bit me the way a lot of guys do during sex. His teeth were under my skin. I could feel my blood pumping into his mouth. Chrissy was flailing, so the other guys came to hold her arms down. Ayas kept fucking her. He drooled chunks of Chrissy's tongue onto her face and smiled like it was funny. She started crying and turned her head to the side. It was hard to tell with all the blood, but I think she threw up. I tried to stop them, but I couldn't move under Diedrich's weight. If I struggled, he bit down harder. Once, when I tried to say something, he pulled back and punched me in the face. The guys held my eyelids open and forced me to stare at Chrissy. She looked almost dead, like it didn't matter when they ripped her arms off and shoved her hands up her ass and pussy. I couldn't process it. She didn't even look human anymore. The rest of the band took their cocks out and started jerking off over Chrissy's body. Diedrich kept fucking me. Then suddenly he stopped. I tried to imagine myself in another place so that I could be at peace when I died. But the weight was lifted off me and I had to figure out why. Ayas had pulled Diedrich away. They were face to face and stroking. Before all this, it would have been my ultimate fantasy to see them make out, but I only caught a glimpse. Ayas stuck his tongue in Diedrich's mouth and I ran for my life. I screamed at the security guards, but they wouldn't listen to me. They said that all the girls came out of Vampinocturne's room half naked and covered in blood because they wanted attention. Even the fans thought it was some sort of stunt. The remaining crowd cheered as I ran past them. So I went straight to the cops. They at least acknowledged that my wounds were real. But when I got to the vampire part, they snickered. I gave them my report and they said they'd look into it. But I haven't heard back from anyone, and I've been calling every day. You probably think I'm crazy. You guys have been acting like I'm a troll all week. I almost started to believe it myself. But Chrissy's still gone and I fucking know what I saw. Even if they're not vampires, the guys in Vampinocturne are sociopaths. They're insane. But I have to admit, the weird thing is how quickly my neck healed. Morning after, I couldn't find the bite marks at all. I also thought my nose was broken from when Diedrich hit me in the face. But it doesn't hurt, not even when I push on it. I feel like I'm changing. I thought I was into blood before because I wanted to be a vampire. Now I'm always hungry. When I look at my parents, I think of them as food. Same with all my friends at school. I think that maybe they turned me because Diedrich bit me and I got away. It's next level shit, but I might actually be a vampire. I can't stomach normal food and I feel like I'm starving. If anyone wants to donate blood, private message me. But don't support Vampinocturne. They're fucking evil and not in a good way.